business?
Well, we're kind of excited. New location closed in Agani now. We do sell an abundance of appliances, all the top 10 brands, lawn and garden. Craftsman is one of the number one names in lawn and garden. I don't know if anybody knew that, but they do now. So basically what we have is lawn and garden appliances, tools, of course, Craftsman tools, and then exercise equipment too.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot to check out there now. Yeah, how long have you been open now in this location? It's relatively quick.
We're going on 3 weeks. Pretty much was the beginning of March, and it seems like traffic is starting to pick up.
What are some of the reactions you're hearing from people? Because they're probably seeing the sign and they're like, hey, I got to go check and see if they've got whatever it may be, a new refrigerator or something.
They're basically saying the convenience of the new location is what they are most excited about. A lot of guys dropping their wives off at Econo Foods and coming over.
That's a great idea.
I like that. That's
I do
good.
Too.
Instead of sitting in the car, you know, maybe reading a paper or something like that, go on in. But, you know, what are some of the key items? You mentioned you got appliances and lawn and garden and whatnot, but getting a little more specific about it, and I imagine you got, for those that are getting ready for it, you got lawn tractors and whatnot, but still some snow removal items and things too, I'm sure.
Yeah, basically what these stores are, though, they're an appliance store selling other items such as lawn and garden tools. Like I said before, Sears is the number one seller of appliances in America right now. Craftsman's one of the leaders in lawn and garden. Them are the main focuses on that store.
So as a member of the Sears family, then all of these stores are locally owned and operated. You're the local owner here. Just when you look at that, you know, in particular, you're bringing this good quality national product here, but on a local level, you're probably getting a pretty good response with that, aren't you?
Yeah, a lot of people want to buy local, and basically what this is it's a type of a franchise, but not quite a franchise. Mm-hmm. So we are, you know, hiring local people and a local owner. So that's a big thing.
Now, if someone picks up some appliances, a refrigerator, a stove or something like that, do you offer delivery services and those kinds of things as well?
Yeah, we also offer delivery. Sears is actually running promotions to where they're trying to give the customer more promotions rather than free deliveries, because a lot of times if you get a certain percentage off a higher amount, you're going to make out in the deal. We also have local technicians that are Sears employees.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Like with, you know, if someone has a Craftsman lawnmower or something like that, can they bring it to you to have it looked at as well?
Yeah, we do have a drop-off service for some of the smaller items.
Right.
But larger items, the Sears technician will actually go to your house and work on the item there.
Pat, you know, you look at that and you found this location, and I know you were in Negaunee before, which was right off the highway and a great location, but there is a lot of traffic, people, lots of people. You got Econo Foods, you've got the hotel there, restaurants, everything like that. There's probably quite a few folks that are going to be in that area that'll stop in and see your store as well.
Well, that's pretty much what I'm counting on. Basically, the convenience of driving into the store too, you don't have to come off the highway. You're already off the highway, so it's a lot easier and ample parking. Simple to get to.
Now, one of the things also is that with your appliances and whatnot, I know that you wanted to get a mention in there that, and I've found this to be true too, is that to take the time to get quality appliances is worth it. And you've got Kenmore, which is a very good brand for that.
Yeah, Kenmore and Kenmore Elite have been like the top selling appliances the last probably 30 years at least. They own over a third of the market by themselves. And considering there's 10 to 12 major brands, for one brand to have that much of the market is pretty unbelievable. So the quality is there.
I know you probably have a grand opening coming up a little bit later, maybe this spring, but you are open for business and you want folks to come in and check it out, and you'll be happy to answer any of their questions, I'm sure.
Sure will. Brand new store. We run regular promotions every weekend, basically, and then any kind of holiday, there's usually extra promotions available. So a lot of times 12 months no interest too.
Well, you've got a lot of good quality inventory there, and I encourage people to stop by. I like the idea, especially for guys if they're looking for some things like that. You know, drop the business
I
off
like
at Econo Foods
That's a
and go
idea.
Into Sears. I'm going to have to do that myself, because, you know, sometimes when I go into the food store, I end up coming out with the wrong stuff, so I'll just get the right stuff at Sears.
Yeah, a lot of times the guys should just come in because you can never have too many tools.
That's right. And going to look at the tools and seeing what's new is worth it. Also.
Yeah, Craftsman is an innovator in tools too, so there is a lot of new products out there.
Worth checking out. The new Sears location is, I guess by definition, what would we say? Is an Otavero Drive? Is that?
Yeah, it's an Otavero Drive address. Otavero Drive actually is connected to Wilson Street, so it kind of does a corner right in the back parking lot of Econo Foods. So in between Econo Foods and, you know, Michigan Works, I guess you
would say. In that area. So if you're headed to Econo Foods in Marquette, you'll see the new new Sears store. Stop on in and say hi to Pat and the staff there, and find out more about not only Kenmore appliances but Craftsman tools and lawn and garden items as well. Pat, we wish you good luck. Welcome to Marquette with the store, and keep us posted with specials that you got going on.
All right, thank you very much.